Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jaina.
I'm Amy.
And we are back with a Descendants episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are doing Descendants 2, which came out in the summer of 2017. I was 16 when this film came out, so you were like 24.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yes, Amy and I probably had different perspectives on the film, right?
I don't potentially, but potentially not.
Yeah. Well, Amy has said on the podcast that she prefers Descendants to High School Musical, so.
Whereas you grew up with like Descendants in your teens, I grew up with High School Musical, which I was obsessed with. But having recently, in the last few months, rewatched it as an adult, I wonder why I actually liked High School Musical in the first place.
Yeah.
Descendants is a lot better for many different reasons. Firstly, is that the characters are a lot more developed.
Yeah.
Which I preferred.
Yeah.
There's like a lot more depth to them, rather than so, which I like. Makes them seem more human.
Yeah.
And relatable, of course.
Yeah. Should we talk about like the characters? Because one character did not return for Descendants 2, but she came back for Descendants 3.
Yeah, this is your favorite character, isn't it?
Audrey, yep. Audrey, Sarah Jeffrey was filming the reboot of Charmed.
Yes.
So they couldn't make the schedule work, but they were determined to make Sarah, have Sarah return for Descendants 3, which actually paid off.
Yeah, we will be doing Descendants 3 and Descendants music next Monday and Tuesday, so.
Yep. Mal. Did you like Mal in this film?
Actually, yes. I much preferred her because you could see how insecure she was in many respects. Like, she obviously has, you know, enormous amount of pressure put on her, and you know, you could see her being a teenager, having all this responsibility and not really knowing how to cope with that. And she doesn't really have parental figures that she can go to for help.
Right.
You could see how that would pile up for her. Yeah. And obviously she just wants to fit in, and which I'm pretty sure every person wants.
Yeah.
So, see, I think seeing it reminded me a lot of, in certain ways, of people I knew when I was a teen. Maybe not struggling, obviously, with the exact same issues in the sense that, you know, the special things magic, but having very similar issues in the sense that, you know, you're growing up and then you have, over here, you have quite a lot of exams to do at 16 and 17 and 18. So it is an enormous amount of pressure to handle.
Yeah.
So I think they did it well, and it made her seem a lot more relatable. I think in the first one, she's so self-assured, so it's nice to kind of see a different side to that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Trying to think. Actually, I really just thought of something.
Yeah?
Since I was 16 when Descendants 2 was released, I was probably the same age as Mal in that movie.
Probably, actually.
Yeah. again, that's weird.
That is weird, actually. No offense.
Yeah. The day I turn 20 is the day Amy cries.
Particularly since it's the week after I turn 28.
Yep. Yeah, so. Anyway, what did you think of Lonnie? That whole subplot.
I actually don't remember that.
It was the one where she's trying to get on the Roar team, but Chad is like, no, you're a girl, so you can't.
I don't think I should comment on this because I'll probably get really, really annoyed.
Jay ends up giving his position of captain to her. The rule book states a captain and 8 men.
The rule book states what?
The rule book says that the team is a captain and 8 men.
Brilliant.
So Jay gives his position of captain.
To her.
Now, you know who her parents are, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that would be too reminiscent of Mulan, or do you think it was like bookends in a way?
Too similar to Mulan in many ways, because Mulan pretends to be a guy. Different reasons, like her reasons are more to do with her family than wanting to, you know, be in a sport that she enjoys. But yeah, I feel like it would have worked better had they done it with a different female character.
Yeah.
Just because it's so similar to Mulan.
Yeah. Jay actually calls out the heroes.
Ah.
He says there's one thing that the Isle of the Lost has a board on.
What's that?
Gender equality.
That's true, actually.
Because if you think back to the earlier films, it's Evil Queen, Lady Tremaine, Maleficent.
Jafar.
He's not a girl.
No, but.
But yes.
Gender equality goes both ways.
Yeah. And obviously in the real world, well. I'm just going to end it there before Amy ends up in a rant.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Don't think anyone's listened to me ranting.
Yeah.
Although,
I just thought of something.
What?
Different decades watching that subplot. Like, I've always, seen females in sports. You...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say this because it will end in a rant.
Yeah, but...
If you really want to know, I'll tell you after.
Yeah. What did you think of Dizzy?
Dizzy?
Yeah, Drizella's daughter.
I thought that was Descendants 3.
2 and 3.
Is that... Huh.
Yep. Dizzy's the one who gives Mal the pink hair and the bangs.
I didn't put those two together at all.
And you just saw her actress in To All the Boys I Loved Before, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a... That is very, very interesting series.
It's done. That was it. That was the last film.
Yes. So I watched the first film, then I got the books. So I've read all the books, and obviously I watched the last two sequels. And I have a lot of thoughts on it.
Yeah, we'll do a whole episode.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Because we can rave that, because that's on Netflix.
Yes, we can. And I can point out why I get really angry at certain points.
Yeah. So, anyway, Dizzy was considered Evie's little sister on the aisle because they're similar.
Yeah. It was kind of nice seeing that, actually, seeing her kind of take on kind of like a mentor role in a way.
Yeah.
Especially since in the first film she's portrayed as such a bit, I think the word is.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but
when your mom's the evil queen, you think about vanity.
Yes. She's portrayed as like the this is the word I'm looking for. Airhead. Which isn't at all true, because you can see how smart she is. But at the beginning, obviously because of who her mum is, that obviously plays a lot of influence in it. But she is portrayed, at the beginning at least, as a airhead, which annoys me greatly.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Ben subplot?
Ben, there are many people that did not like Ben in the second film.
Are you one of them?
I didn't like how he yelled at Mal during their picnic. Because that just seemed out of character. But I guess he also is precious because he's king.
Yeah.
So I guess in a way I understand why he yelled, but I just didn't like it.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
What did you think about him going to Lost Island to try and rescue Mel?
I thought that was very brave of him, considering his, like, position of power.
It was.
But at the same time, it was kind of foolish.
Yeah. Like, he gets points for being brave, but he loses points for being an idiot.
Yep. It's going down. When he gets captured by the pirates, I'm like, yeah, no.
Doesn't Mel end up saving him as well?
Yes.
Which I quite like, because traditionally it's normally the other way around. The other way around, so guy saves girl, which so it's nice to see the girl save the guy, because you know it can happen both ways.
Yeah, I did like the interaction with Ben and Gil, where Gil was like, tell your mom my dad says hello, and tell your dad that my dad wishes he killed him when he had the chance.
Who's his dad?
Gaston.
Ah. That makes a lot of sense to me now.
Yep. So, and Ben, it shows that Belle and Beast never told Ben about Gaston. So Ben's just looking at Gil like, what are you talking about?
Anything else to say?
Harry's actor and Dove Cameron used to date.
Interesting.
They broke up a few months ago, secretly, but they didn't announce it till like last month, I think.
Interesting.
So many fans put Mal and Harry together rather than Mal and Ben. Well, actually, many people put Mal and Evie together, but that's a whole other story.
It is.
What'd you think about Uma?
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with her, because some bits I like, and some bits I don't.
Yeah.
What about you?
I grew up with China Anne McClain, so... Although she was in... China was actually in the Descendants Wicked World series. And when she took the role of Uma, her sister, Lauren, took over the animated role that China was playing.
Interesting.
So. I get well, the kids on the Isle probably have a ton of abandonment issues anyway.
Probably.
So I get, like, why Uma wants to, free the Isle.
Anything else?
The talking dog.
Is that Descendants 3 or Descendants 2?
2. Both, actually.
Which dog talks?
Yeah, it's like they're in a magical world and they're surprised by a dog talking.
Yeah, what dog talks?
Yeah, well.
No, which dog?
Oh, dude. Carlos's dog eats a truth gummy meant for Carlos to ask out Jane.
Ah!
So he's the dude is the comic relief.
Okay, I see what you're going with there.
Yeah. Carlos and Jane, the fact that they finally got together. Now, their actors used to date in real life.
Interesting.
They were very good friends. Even after they broke up.
Good to know.
I've actually gotten noticed by Jane's actress.
Cool.
On TikTok, she liked my comment.
Cool.
So, and Dove Cameron wished me happy birthday. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I can explain the happy birthday when we're off air.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say how it happened on here. Jay, did you ever watch the Twilight films as a kid?
Yes. I am not talking about them.
Do you prefer Boo Boo Stewart as Jay or as Seth?
Jay. I try to block out Twilight from my memory.
Yeah, I still have to get through Midnight Sun, which is the first Twilight book, but from Edward's perspective.
I wish you luck.
Thank you. Yeah, I was like 4 or 5 when the first Twilight book came out, so.
My dad got me the first two for Christmas, and I finished both of them. So I got them on Christmas Day, and I finished both of them by the end of Boxing Day, which is the 26th. Over here, we get an extra day for Christmas.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of issues with Twilight, which I'm sure if we ever do an episode, I will go into.
Yeah, I was thinking, because Twilight, that would work with our age gap.
It would.
I did want to mention Ursula, the fact that Ursula's tentacle was in the film for like cameo.
That was interesting.
And the fact she was voiced by Whoopi Goldberg.
Brilliant.
And all now watching that scene, all I can think about is Carmen Thibodeau yelling at Rachel Berry.
Do you know who I think of?
Who?
Shenzi yelling at Simba. She voices Shenzi, who's one of the hyenas.
Oh, one of the hyenas?
Yeah.
Considering I'm not the biggest fan of Lion King, you can't blame me for not.
To be fair, I only found out a few years ago. Because I was like 1 when Lion King came out. So.
I was non-existent.
So very much a staple of my childhood.
Yeah.
Anything else?
But without getting into the music, Do you think Descendants 2 was better or worse than Descendants 1?
I prefer Descendants 1.
Yeah, my ranking is 3, 1, and then 2.
Well, we'll find out what my ranking is when we do, once we do Descendants 3.
Are we going to have to rate that?
Yes, because I haven't seen it.
Perfect.
So that will be a weekend. That will be at the weekend.
Yeah, weekend we'll rave it. For those who haven't listened to previous episodes, Rave is a watch party app. We are not throwing parties in our bedrooms, which our parents thought we were.
Yes. We did have to explain that. Or at least I did.
Group watch does not work internationally.
So it's the same as group watch, only you can do it internationally. Which is a lifesaver when you're trying to do a podcast internationally, because half the stuff you need to watch.
Yeah.
So it's helpful.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Do you think the film aged well? Because it'll turn 4.
Considering how old it is, yes. Because, you know, a lot of films now are a lot more in tune with today's society. It's mainly the older films.
Yeah.
Like High School Musical.
Yep.
That haven't really aged well.
The fact that, well, I think the High School Musical, the series, got redeemed slightly for you.
Yeah, it confused me slightly because I thought.
But they're doing.
I thought.
But I think they're.
Because I thought it was about the characters, but it's not. It's a it's a mockumentary. But it has made it slightly better.
I was gonna say, I think Martha might have made an appearance in that series.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
I can't remember what episode, but I do remember her being in, having a cameo.
Did Troy's dad make a cameo in that?
I don't remember seeing him. But that could be because I don't really recognize him.
Yeah, because on TikTok, Martha's actress and Coach Bolton's actor have been very loyal to the franchise.
Ah.
So that's why, and I've actually gotten noticed by Martha's actress.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that when we were doing High School Musical.
Yeah, because I think I made you feel old, right?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
We won't go into why. So I will start a tangent on how I feel old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else, or should we end it there before we go on tangents again?
Do you think the newer characters helped the movie, or do you think some of them made it worse?
Made it worse. In some respects, made it better in others.
Yeah, and I will say, I just want to give you this heads up now.
Okay.
Lonnie is not in Descendants 3.
Okay.
The excuse that they give is, her actress was filming something, but the sport that Lonnie joined at the end of Descendants 2, she was on, like, the national team for that.
Ah.
And there is something I do want to rave before, before Descendants 3.
What's that?
It's a short thing called Audrey's Royal Return.
Okay. I don't know if I have that, but if I do, we can watch it.
It's on YouTube.
Ah, okay. I'll probably do that.
So,
shall we?
Yeah, we'll get into the music in a different episode.
Yeah, that's Monday. So next Monday will be Descendants music. Tuesday will be next Tuesday. This is, will be Descendants 3. And next Wednesday will be Cinderella. Tomorrow is Snow White.
Oh, Oh, we're going to have one heck of a time with Snow White.
Yes, I'm watching it today, so I will probably be messaging you through that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of opinions about Snow White, don't we?
Yeah. My mom does not like Snow White, so I grew up in a house that's like...
Yeah. Same.
So, anyway, we should probably end it now.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Before we start talking about the music, because I do want to rave Space Between with you, because there is a full version of that song.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.